USA News, I'm John Schaefer. Two Orlando police officers are in critical condition after being shot during a traffic stop Friday night. According to Orlando Police Chief Eric Smith, the officers had pulled over a car that was wanted for a previous carjacking when they were shot. The suspects then fled the scene in another stolen vehicle.
This is a sad day for our department. For the suspects out there, we will find you, and you will be brought to justice.
The officers are being treated at Orlando Regional Medical Center. Seven people were critically injured after a school bus filled with teenagers crashed in Idaho. The Idaho State Police Department says the bus was taking a group of kids ages 13 to 18 to a YMCA summer camp when it crashed Friday afternoon on Highway 55 north of Boise. 30 people were on the bus, 11 were injured, 7 of those people have serious injuries. A Texas judge is ruling in favor of a group of women and their doctors who sued the state over its abortion ban. Travis County Judge Jessica Mangrum Friday temporarily blocked Texas officials from enforcing the state's abortion ban against women who have pregnancy complications. Mangrum also shielded doctors from being prosecuted for performing abortions if they determine the pregnancy poses a risk to the patient's life. Former President Trump says his recent legal troubles are giving him an edge in the 2024 election.
Every time they file an indictment, we go way up in the polls. We need one more indictment to close out this election. One more indictment, and this election is closed out. Nobody has even a chance.
Speaking at a Republican Party dinner in Alabama, Trump said the tactics used against him are not fair and probably not legal, saying that the Biden administration wants to interfere with his campaign. There appears to be no end in sight to the Hollywood writers' strike. The Writers Guild Friday met with the Alliance of Motion Picture and Television Producers to discuss resuming contract negotiations, but they failed to reach an agreement. This is USA News.
Ew, gotta get rid of this old Backstreet Boys t-shirt.
Tell me why.
Because it stinks, boys.
Tell me why.
I've washed it so many times, but the odor won't come out.
Tell me why.
No, you tell me why I can't get rid of this odor.
Have you tried new Downy Rinse and Refresh? It doesn't just cover up odors. It helps remove them.
Wow, it worked, guys.
Yeah.
Downy Rinse and Refresh removes more odor in one wash than the leading value detergent in three washes. Find it wherever you buy laundry products.
Keeping your kids safe is a full-time job. Whether it's putting on outlet covers, installing child gates, or gluing down your priceless face. So Duracell made one part of childproofing simple. Our lithium coin batteries are the only ones coated in a non-toxic bitterant to help discourage swallowing. Your kid is safer, and you've got one less thing to worry about. Or glue down. Duracell. Engineered for more. Available in 2032, 2025, and 2016 sizes.
Donald Trump is threatening his opponents following his latest indictment. On Friday, the former president posted a warning on his Truth Social platform that said in all capital letters, "If you go after me, I'm coming after you." Attorneys from special counsel Jack Smith's team said Trump's post appears to reference those involved in his election interference case. On Friday night, Smith asked a federal judge for a protective order against Trump. The Food and Drug Administration is approving the first-ever pill for postpartum depression.
On Friday, the FDA announced the medication is safe for women to take if they recently had a baby and are now experiencing postpartum depression symptoms. In clinical trials, women who dealt with anxiety, depression, low energy, trouble sleeping, and guilt had improved symptoms as early as 3 days after the first pill. The FDA is still considering whether to approve the pill for clinical depression as well. I'm Brad C.
Grand Rapids, Michigan has been voted the best beer city in the U.S. for the third year in a row. USA Today announced the Three-Peat Friday as part of its 10 Best Reader's Choice 2023 awards. USA Today wrote the city's official Beer City Ale Trail lists more than 80 breweries in the surrounding area, and the local calendar is constantly filled with beer festivals, events, and promotions. The future of the Pac-12 conference is uncertain, as only four schools will remain after the 2023-2024 for academic year. Five more schools announced on Friday they are leaving the Pac-12. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
With no fees or minimums and no overdraft fees, banking with Capital One is the easiest decision in the history of decisions. Kind of like choosing Derek Jeter as the pinch hitter for your baseball team.
Jeter, you're in. We need a home run.
I'll give it a try. I've swung a bat once or twice.
That's out of here.
Yep, even easier than that. With no fees or minimums and no overdraft fees, is it even a decision? That's banking reimagined. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com/bank for details. Capital One and a member FDIC.